Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I have your zip code to look up your account, please?
32825.
Okay, one moment. All right, and your first and last name?
W. O'Neill. Or it could be under my husband, James.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
1043 Royalton Road, Orlando, Florida.
Okay. All right, it shows that your account is already canceled.
I was going to say because it's showing up on my credit card.
Okay, let me see. One second. All right, they canceled your account, but they did not refund your account. So they're not able to refund you, but they did cancel it, so you won't be charged again.
I never ordered the stuff. I never did. I never update. I never hit order.
Right.
I
well,
didn't even complete the thing.
Well, you put your credit card information in, so it did go through.
Well, they need to take it off because I didn't complete the order. I didn't even hit, you know, order complete or whatever.
Well, it did go through.
So who can I talk to take this off?
Ma'am, I can assist you with your account. And what I'm saying is the order actually did go through.
Well, how did the order go through when they canceled the order?
Yeah, after you had already made the order, then they canceled it.
I didn't make the order. I did not make it. I did not hit confirm.
Well, it did go through.
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't do it, so... It needs to come on. I mean, I'm not paying for something I didn't order.
Okay. One second, okay?
Okay.
And when did they cancel your order? Or
the
you,
same
or,
day. The same day. What? I don't know what day it was.
Did they cancel your order? Are you sure they canceled your order?
No, they canceled the order the same time, within minutes after I did it.
You called?
No, they sent me an email, but I erased it because they canceled it, so I didn't think I needed to do anything.
It says it was placed on hold. Right. Okay. Unfortunately, ma'am, I won't be able to refund this, but I can cancel it so you won't be charged again.
No, I want this taken off. I need to speak to somebody.
Ma'am, I can assist you with your order.
I'm not going to pay for something that I didn't get. Pardon me?
I can assist you with your account.
Because I'm not going to pay for something that I didn't order. I didn't get it. I didn't hit confirm. I didn't hit okay or nothing. I backed out of it.
What it is you done a contest entry to win a mixer. And it wasn't necessarily that you won. It was that...
Well, it wasn't about winning. It was like $2 mixer from
right.
Walmart, they said.
It was to enter a contest with Walmart to win. And you did not win. You just entered a contest. You just entered a contest to win. No, you didn't order it. You entered a contest to win. That's what you did. And then, when you done that, it enrolled you in our Bites Hub meal plan app. And before you order it, it makes sure that you know that you will be entered in the Bites Hub meal plan app. That's why we're not able to refund it.
Okay, because I put on there that I am not paying for $59 from recipes when I don't want it.
Okay, I'm sorry about that misunderstanding, but unfortunately, I won't be able to refund that for you today.
Well, somebody needs to.
Ma'am, I can assist you with your account, and
is there a manager around?
I can assist you with your account. As I was saying before, there's nothing I can do.
There should be something you can do, or I can call somebody that can make it come off.
We all follow the same protocol, ma'am.
Well, I need to speak to a manager or somebody.
Right, we all follow the same protocol, but I will let you go ahead and transfer you to my supervisor. But just to let
you
know, yes, we do follow the same protocol.
Thank you.
All right, one moment, please. Okay. All right, give me 1 second while I get you transferred, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear a little bit of music, and then you'll somebody will pick up, okay?
Uh-huh.
One second, my computer's freezing up. Sorry about this. All right, give me 1 second. You'll hear music, and then you'll be transferred over.